This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Brendan, what are you doing over there?
Nothing much.
Sleeping?
No, I didn't get any sleep last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, Brendan looks a little bit worse for wear, as we say.
Russell had a rough night of sleep last night.
Little Russy was causing issues.
Yeah. But you know what? It's all part of being a parent, too.
Should have put him in his little electric truck and let him drive around the house.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Because Russy's got to keep his car running, too.
So, it's true.
Anyway. Next time, you won't feed him two pieces of pizza before you put him to bed, will you?
Yeah, I will not.
I will not.
Again, he was just very hungry last night, so I thought, oh, he could fit one more slice in, but next time I'm
he
just
did.
Gonna, he did, yeah, but next time I'm going to eat him Honey Nut Cheerios and call it a day.
There you go. There you go. Probably a better idea for sure. All good stuff. Anyway, San Diego and everybody else out there listening, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. We got a great show for you, I believe. Even if Brendan does nod out and fall asleep on the microphone, we'll see. It's all good, though. It's all good stuff. I'll tell you what, weather-wise,
it's been
San Diego's
warm.
Been beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
At least yesterday was
it's
warm.
It's supposed to be quite warm across the Rust Belt area. I know Dodge City and all that. I was listening to the news this morning. They're talking about 100-degree temperatures.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's warm because we're starting to cool off. I believe today and tomorrow we're only supposed to be in the mid-70s. I think we were in the 80s the past 2 days, I believe.
Oh, okay.
You don't care, do you?
No, I care.
I care.
Is this the first time we're hitting 100 degrees this year, possibly?
I think so, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, which is kind of early, but still, you know. But then it's supposed to cool back off, you know, back down a bit. But then the upper northeast is getting hit with rain and some snow and stuff like that. And it's really cold over there. So, you know, we have such the wide swing of weather here in the United States during this time of year.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. So, remember, all of that takes a toll on your car.
For sure.
Yep. Heat is just as troublesome as cold weather. You know, we lose batteries each way. So, make sure that you're getting your car in and getting it serviced and make sure that battery's getting checked every time you get your car serviced. It's one of the great things that we do as far as testing batteries and that every time we service a vehicle. Now, is it 100%? No, but it does take a measurement on your battery and can give you an idea. And they do that by the way it responds, telling, you know, how sulfated the battery is, what condition it's in, etc. Things like that. So, good stuff because it keeps you from having a failed battery. And let's face it, battery's only good for, I'm going to tell you, about 5 years is usually about when it recommend to do something with it as far as that goes.
That's when it usually goes out for me anyways, too, is 5 years. I mean,
yeah,
there was that one time, but luckily, like, that was an Interstate battery, and it was under warranty, fixed its no problem. So that was awesome for them. So
yeah, sometimes they do fail under warranty as far as that goes. You know, you can get one, a plate separates or something like that. But yeah, otherwise, I mean, they do have it. They're like brake pads. They're a wearable item.
For sure.
So we don't drag it down the road or nothing. But batteries do fail. Lead acid batteries do fail after a time, as do every battery, to be honest with you. So we do want to make sure that Because if you don't stay on top of it, it will fail at the most inopportune time. I guarantee you that. Usually it's when you need to go to work or drop the kids off at school or whatever you need to do. And now your car won't start. So we want to help you avoid that. And that's why we work hard at that at the West Automotive Group. And check your battery every time you're in for service. We can keep you on top of things. So as far as you go, We're here to be your partners in good automotive service and repair. As a matter of fact, I have to service my truck today. It is due. We're at the 5,000 mile mark. It's time for an oil change. So remember to stay on top of that too. Keeps your motor happy and smiling. Right, Brendan, you stay on top of your oil changes on your car, right?
Yes, very much. Which, by the way, in about a couple weeks, I'm going to have to contact your facility to see if my Elantra needs some oil changing and some other repairs as well. So, because my dashboard's telling me a specific amount of days it needs servicing. So I want to make sure if we're hitting the mile mark or, again, if it's that time again to go ahead and do it. So I'll be in a couple weeks from now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. And we'll get you all taken care of for sure.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, all really good stuff as far as that goes. Another thing that we do is we grab your email from you and our system sets up. It emails you when you're getting close to time for your oil change service.
That's right. So yes.
It's a good thing. Yeah. As far as that goes. Electronically, we keep you appraised of what's happening. So, that way, you can set up an appointment pretty easy. As far as that goes. Let me think. Anything else automotive cool this week? I got a little Jeep that I'm fixing up for me to play with. I'm going to take it out to the desert and mess with the thing. So haven't had a Jeep in a long time. So I was like, I think I'll build me a Jeep. So working on that right now. Car-wise, just regular broken stuff all week long that I've seen. Nothing out of the ordinary for sure, good stuff for sure. Give us a call here, though, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related you want to talk about, we're happy to. Today, we're kind of talking about replacing your spark plugs and how important that is at the recommended manufacturer's recommendations and things that will prevent from having failures. You know, we see... often, folks, you put yourself in a situation if you're not following the manufacturer's recommendations. And these are often folks that we see that come in that with a concern. They haven't been regular clients. We turn them into regular clients, but and how important it is. But often we'll get cars that have 110,000 miles on it. The plugs were supposed to replace at 90 and nobody had recommended them or the car hadn't been in for service. Well, then you end up doing several things. And we're going to talk about that. You get your drivability concern a lot of times. You can end up with a check engine light a lot of times. And then you also can end up damaging other components if left undone, such as overstressing ignition coils, which are expensive if you have to replace them all, or several other items there. I mean, we can misfires. We can cause catalytic converter damage. We can do all kinds of fun stuff if not replacing spark plugs at a regular interval as required. But we'll talk a little more about that. That's what the topic is today. But happy to answer any of your questions, like I said, that are automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. Looks like Bodie's on the line. Let's see what he's got to say this morning about automotive stuff. What's up, Mr. Bodie?
Good morning, Mr. Brian.
Good morning. Hey, you call and leave me messages, but you know what? I got to be honest with you. I didn't save your phone number, so I can't. That's why I haven't called you back. Because you don't leave your phone number on the message, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my bad.
So next time, leave it, and I will save the number, to be honest with you. That was my fault. I don't know. Wherever I put it or whatever, I didn't, I don't know where I put it last time I had it. So I apologize. That's me apologizing for losing your number.
You're running an empire, Brian.
Yeah, there are a lot of phone numbers. That is a fact. So, it's all good. All good. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. I'm alive and well. Everything's working. My Nissan is running perfectly.
Purring along like a cat.
Oh yeah, purrs like a baby kitten. Reminds me of a question is. Sometimes when I'm like, I don't make 3-point turns. If I'm making a sweeping turn, get a little bit of grunt noise from the front end. Sounds like
Often that is the pivot points. They touch what's called a stop, and they'll rub a little bit. It's metal on metal, but that's how they're supposed to be because they don't normally touch unless you are Lock, that's called lock to lock if you're on the locks of the steering. So that's probably what you're hearing.
Okay. And then, I want to get a Viper installed. You guys can do that?
We could. Yeah, we don't stock those, but we could do that for you.
Okay.
Yep. So I need to do a little bit of research for you if you really want to do that, and I can do that for you as far as which one will be best to put on your car.
Yeah.
So I can do that this week if you want me to.
Yeah, I'll make a note, and then I'll leave you my phone number.
Yeah, call or you can leave your phone number with Brendan too if you want, or call my office in my voicemail and just leave it there. Either way.
I was gonna say I do have his number on the call screen, so if
you do?
I'll write it down.
All right, Brendan's gonna write it down and he'll text it to me, and then I'll have it in my phone. So, and I'll give you a call this week.
If I really wanted to push the phone call, I'd give you my bank account and routing number.
Well, sure, we're happy to take those too.
But don't expect anything.
Don't expect much.
And it's funny to deposit a nickel in someone's account, you know.
Yeah. there you go.
A friend of mine used to do that. He'd go to the bank and someone would be in front of him, and he goes, "Oh yeah, that's my buddy Charlie." And he goes, "Yeah." And he said, "You put $5 in his account, right?"
I saw a funny thing. A lady at had gone into a bank, and she says, "I want to withdraw $20 and the lady's like, "Oh, for anything under $100 you have to use the ATM and she goes, "Well, I want to withdraw $100 then." So she went, the lady counter out with $100, and then she took $80 and she put it on the counter. She says, "Now I'd like to deposit that $80 because she didn't want to go use the ATM. It's an older lady. I get it. I feel her pain. I actually don't have an ATM card. So yeah, I just do. Yeah, you're better off safety wise to use a credit card if you're gonna use that form of payment, you know, versus something linked to your bank account. So, yeah, because those credit card companies, when you have an Amex or a Visa, they protect you quite well if something goes wrong.
I tell you, I had someone hijack my Visa account a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so went to the bank, and the woman said, "Well, there's a couple charges on here that, you know, it's like $20. That, you know, they were trying to nickel and dime on the card."
Well, you know why they do that? Because we have a lot of corporate cards, because I have different location employees have cards. Obviously, we have to be able to purchase things. But what will happen is somebody will get that card number, and they're testing it to see. And then pretty soon, if nothing happens and they get those $1, $10, $5, whatever, then they'll hit it hard with something big. That's what they do. So it's good that you caught it in the beginning, because that you prevent a lot more fraud, you know.
So what I've been telling people is, and then a friend of mine, he's got a couple loose gears up there. He said, "Hey, I need some help."
Yep.
And he's got ADHD, whatever they call it. So I went over there, brought him coffee and donuts and blah, blah.
You brought a guy coffee that has ADHD? That's just...
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
He doesn't drive. The worst he can do is flop around on the couch. It's a funny picture, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I say, "Joe, you know how to do the funky chicken?" So he couldn't find his wallet. So I got my flashlight out and I checked his car, pulled a bunch of junk out.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the couch, in the couch, had him pull all the bedding off. And the only thing he could find was his Costco card. So what I'm telling people is, take your wallet apart and write everything down and put it in a couple locations. So if anything ever happens, you got it handy.
If your wallet gets stolen, then you know what cards you need to cancel and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very important. I agree with you. Otherwise, you're thinking what was in my wallet? So.
Oh yeah. And you know, coffee card, bank card, tires. Yeah, it's endless.
Yep. Yep, so, all those things.
Yeah. And you're alive and well?
I'm doing well. Everything's good. We're cruising along as always.
And you're still working out good?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Got to stay healthy. Got to stay healthy.
You know, I was lucky. My parents were farm people. And we, you know, back in the 50s, I'm almost 80.
Uh-huh.
Everything is fresh, organic, local. And then I joined the hippie movement, and they were into organic.
Yeah.
And then I just read the FDA. They took 300 food additives off the market. But that, in the small print in the back of the article, it said that there's now another 150 synthetic food additives.
Oh, that new ones?
Yeah, new ones.
Oh, wow.
They made this big, big drum roll about, oh, we're taking all these additives out of the food chain. And then a small, small print is, well, here's another 100 that the chemist made up.
Well, hopefully they're not ones that are bad for you. I know they're trying to remove a lot of stuff that has been, you know, like certain dyes and things like that have been linked to cancer-causing issues and that. Now, I got to be honest with you. Oh, another one is, which is not synthetic, but seed oils are supposed to be really bad for you, they figured out. So the good news is I try to avoid all that kind of stuff. If you're not putting it in, you don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah, just, you know, use olive oil. You know, canola oil is processed under steam and heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what people did for centuries. Organic olive oil. It's simple.
Yep. It's healthy for you, and it's good, and you can use that for sure. For sure, for sure. All right, my friend.
All right. You got a show to do.
It was great to talk to you. I got your number. I'll give you a call this week about your alarm, okay?
Thanks for doing what you do.
No problem, Bodie.
Bodie, do you want to stay on hold, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Take care, Bodie. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. Bye. Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to have to take our first break here, and then we're going to get back to All Automotive, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give me a call with your automotive-related questions. I'm happy to answer them for you. We're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. How are we doing this morning? Welcome to Auto Talk Radio.
Woohoo!
You still alive over there?
I am actually doing much better now.
Oh yeah, did you drink some coffee?
I did not. No, I'm just drinking a lot of water. And
you should have texted me. I'd have got you a triple shot latte like I have.
I should have done that.
I would know. I would have woke you right up with that thing.
Do you know the Detroit Lions, the football? Or no, yeah, the Lions, the football team.
Yep.
Their head coach, his morning routine for caffeine is insane. Like, it's 6 cups of coffee along with 5 Red Bulls, 3 Monsters, and I'm like, oh, my God.
He's going to end up with stomach cancer.
Absolutely. Something like that.
Well, those Red Bulls and that stuff, from what I hear, are not very good for your stomach lining.
But the amount of caffeine level you're having right now, too, as well.
Well, you might have a cardiac event, too.
Yeah. scary.
Well, you can overdose on caffeine. It is possible.
Yes. There was plenty of stories back in the 2000s where teenagers were passing away because they were drinking too much energy drinks from just
caffeine.
One sitting. Exactly, yeah. So
one sitting.
Yeah. I remember there was a teenager who drank a 6-pack and within a 1-hour time span, and she passed away. Her heart went so fast.
She probably had a heart issue.
Upon further
investigation.
Her family's known for having heart issues.
Yeah, so there you go. And probably a suggestion not to pound down
if you're
going to
be doing
pack.
That.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. Yeah. Terrible idea. Anyway, So if you want to put some high octane in something, put it in your car. That's what I suggest as far as that goes.
Couldn't agree more.
Yep, yep. All right. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for over 8 years. Actually, is it 12 years? No, that's 12 years. Holy smokes, time's flying here. I'm losing track out there in East County. 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego. AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks there for that location of ours is over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved, STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, out there, up there in North County, coastal, right? As a matter of fact, you can see the ocean from the parking lot. Taking care of folks up there for over 2 years. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. You should stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. You can check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. Make all your appointments there and see what we're about. It's good stuff. Get in, though, and take advantage. Listen, I tell folks this all the time, and I stand by it. It's honest truth because we see so many times. Today's cars are not the simplest cars to work on. They're not. Or diagnose. There's a lot of technology in them. There's a lot of things that happen with them. There's a lot of interrelated things that one sensor can cause this to happen. That's not even, that wouldn't be on the screen. Just scanning a car and throwing a part at it is not a way to fix a car these days. There's so many things that go on. And like we talk about, a car internally is networked. It has multiple modules. They all talk to each other now versus before you'd have a module like an engine control module and it just did all the engine stuff. Sensors are used throughout the car that are on the network that talk to all the modules. So you can have a problem going on that looks like one thing, but it's coming from someplace else. Technology and the quality of technician you're using to get your vehicle diagnosed are 100% important these days. So, and I talk about this all the time, the best money you will ever spend on any repair is the money you spend on the diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Plain and simple. No question about it. So get your vehicle in. I don't care if it's a transmission concern, a overheating concern, a drivability concern, a check engine light concern, a brake pulsation concern, whatever it is. Let's get in and get it diagnosed properly. From that, we will be able to give you recommendations on the best way to get her fixed and taken care of and go from there for sure. Okay? So best money ever spent for sure, without question. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home. And we always work with partners for low-cost rental vehicles nearby. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. By just clicking on the links there and becoming a follower. We send all kinds of cool automotive tips out all the time. You can also click on the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5. And also on the Auto Talk Radio. So we post these there too. Although you can also pick them up. Podcasts are available through Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. Podcasts are always there for your listening pleasure while you're on the go. You can also email me anytime, which is great. If you have automotive questions, subject ideas for the show, etc., autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Send me an email, and we'll be happy to chat about it on here if you don't want to call in. Or you can call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Hey, Brandon, what do we got for car shows coming up in San Diego this weekend?
Well, I'm anything glad good? I'm glad you asked. Yeah. That's not a very good transit, but it's okay. So tomorrow, April 13th, I was kind of iffy on whether to include this, but I will because it is for a very, very good cause. And it's up near Long Beach, but I still want to shout it out.
Okay.
This is the Love Hug Music Festival, which includes a car show.
Get some love and some hug at the music festival. Yes. Car show?
This is for a charity called Justice for Murdered Children. Mm. So this is here to support the families that have lost loved ones through a horrible, horrible incident in their life. So yeah. It is $20 to register. The event is from noon to 5 p.m. up in San Pedro, so you can find out more information for Justice for Murdered Children. As the organization that's hosting the event. Next thing I want to shout out is up in Corona. It is Springfest 2025. There's a car show there, and the proceeds are there to support two things. Number one is Touch Ministries, and the other one is Friends of the Upland Animal Shelter. So all the proceeds will be split in half to support those two nonprofits. Next one I want to shout out is the Moreno Valley Historical Society is presenting another classic morning car meet where 20% of the profits are going to be donated to the Historical Society of Moreno Valley. And again, that's more near the Temecula area, so still North County. The one that's here in San Diego is going to actually be I'm so sorry. I should probably save that for next month. I read online. Month? Yeah, it said April 18th, but now the actual flyer says May 18th. So I actually will save that one for later. But that is a very, very good one. It's called Eye Candy. It's being hosted by the Braille Institute. Braille, I think it's how you pronounce it, Institute. The ones where you feel to see what letters are on walls and certain things like that. So, but I'll describe that more next month. So those are your car shows for the weekend. Go ahead, and if you're in North County, check those out because they are for a very, very good cause.
Very cool. Always good stuff. Thanks for sharing as far as that goes. Good stuff. Have you seen the picture of a British design Corvette looks like? Very interesting as far as that goes. But the coolest thing that Ford's come out with is the 2026 Ford Ranger Super Duty. If you get a chance, look at it, check it out. It's super cool. They have it over in Australia is where they're popping it out at. I don't know if they're going to, what'll be good to know is if they're going to sell that thing here or not. So, but what it is a super cool truck though. Most of 2026 Ford Ranger with its global platform is used in a variety of markets, they're saying. So, a workhorse midsize truck that will not be coming to America. Oh, bummer.
That's where they always get you. It's on the headlines. And
this
you look
thing
it up
is
more.
Super cool, though. It's most of which are places where the F-150 that's a stable in the U.S. isn't available. The problem, at least for those foreign markets where the midsize Ranger represents the tippy top of Ford's truck offering, is that Ranger isn't built to work like a full-size F-150. This thing, though, this is called the Ranger Super Duty. It's a pretty cool truck, I'm going to tell you. So anyway, if you get a chance to check it out, there's photos all on the internet. You can see it, but man, I'll tell you what. I'd like to get one of those. I got to find one somewhere and import it. Huh. What do you think?
That's probably the best option, but...
It's illegal.
It's illegal, yeah.
You can't. It causes a lot of problems. That's hard to do sometimes. Sometimes you can. But gray market vehicles, that's what those were called back in the day. They used to allow you if you brought them all up to spec. I don't even think they do that anymore. But Tesla's also released a new Cybertruck, long range.
Throw up again. Here we go.
$72,000, and it has way less stuff on it. What was the other one? $100,000.
It sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that now they got one that's $72,000. It's just a rear wheel drive. I think the other one was all wheel drive.
Oh, breaking news! It just got recalled again.
The new one, the rear wheel drive.
Yep. Already. Oh. It hasn't even come out yet. It's already recalled.
Oh, you're kidding! You're messing with me. All right. Well. Brendan loves to pick on these. You know what?
They deserve it.
I laughed.
They deserve
I walked
it.
Through a parking lot and I laughed the other day. There was a sticker on the back of this
Cybertruck?
No. Oh, okay. It was a Tesla, but there was like a little magnet sticker and it said member of the Tesla not supporting Elon Club or something like that. What is this to keep your car from getting keyed or what was the point of that?
I don't get it.
Well, what they're saying is that you know what they're saying.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still supporting him nevertheless. So
yeah, buy another one.
Yeah,
I don't think he cares.
Don't really show the man.
Anyway, all good stuff. Yeah, so I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff going on in the automotive world right now, for sure. The 2026 Toyota GR86 uses a special edition, lights it up. That's a good looking car too. That's a sports car and a half. There's some cool car stuff out there. There's a new Ferrari Hot Wheels edition collection. Starts at $1.25 per car. There you go. You can collect lots of Ferraris for $1.25. What do you think? I don't think you can get in them, but you can have them.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Oh, it's all in the car news. Of course, how are tariffs that you got? Everybody's talking about tariffs and impacting cars.
It's all good.
You know what I got to tell you?
What's that?
Yeah. Don't buy a car. Just fix it. Come to West Automotive Group. We're all good.
It's true.
So everything's good there.
Well, I was just going to say that, last week our economy was just tanking because they were so scared about these tariffs. But
you know what I am so excited about is all these car manufacturers coming here and bringing all these jobs back.
Yes.
In the automotive field, man.
Agreed.
That's amazing. And I actually think that that's what we're working towards, which is the idea, obviously. I think... Yeah.
Well, not to mention...
Let's make them here, man. Sure. That's a better idea. Yeah. I really think so.
And in general, I think the auto industry, in terms of employment, there's so much opportunity here. For local shops, mind you. Dave Stahl constantly tells me on a weekly basis, whenever he goes to the other shops, they don't say, hi, how are you? They say, did you find me a mechanic yet? Mm-hmm. And they're constantly in need of mechanics.
It's because the West Automotive Group, we've stolen all the good ones.
Exactly, yeah.
We spend a lot of time talking to people. We're always interviewing all the time. So that's what we do. And so we're always looking for great people, man.
Right.
That we can give great opportunities to.
And again, there's other sectors of the auto industry that you can get into. So
there's so many, from the parts world to the distribution,
yes,
to the new car sales, to used car sales. I mean,
there's
a job for everybody in the automotive field.
Exactly. I was going to say, even in an office situation, like in a communications department for like social media or something like that, they're constantly hiring. So in terms of the auto industry, I think they're doing really, really well, and there's plenty of opportunities from all sectors for every person out there to find a job if they need something out there, and the auto industry is the perfect area to go look into that.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. It's always booming. And like I said, I'm just excited about a lot of this stuff coming back here to the U.S. and developing and jobs and stuff like that. And the automotive field is always great. We always need cars.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. And so that's you can be rest assured that you are in a very secured area too, for a job for that matter too. Because like you said, every person needs a car.
Every person needs a car for sure, without question. So anyway, let's grab Bruce real quick. Good morning, Bruce. You there, sir?
Hey, good to talk to you again. Are you there?
I'm here. Yep. Sorry.
Last week you guys were talking a little bit about, it was a caller, and he called in about spare tire and change in and out. And there's one thing that wasn't mentioned that I always do, and that's just before I get the tire that I'm trying to change off the ground, I always just loosen the lugs barely. Not back them out, just loosen them, just break the lug.
That's a great reminder, because if you don't do that, it's very hard to get them loose once the tire's off the ground, that's for sure.
Exactly, and particularly like if you're doing a front tire and it's not locked down, and it's just going to turn. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is that very important if you're like, changing a tire and it's not in the best, the flattest stable position. If you're using a bumper jack or any kind of a high lift jack, and you got that, you start torquing that lug, and you could possibly tip off the jack.
Yeah, you knock it right off the jack. You're right, and you could get hurt. And we want to avoid that. Never put any of your extremities underneath a car when it's on one of those jacks. Those jacks are the most unsafe jacks in the world. They do serve a purpose alongside the road, but yeah, keep your hands and feet out from underneath the car where you could get pinched. That's for sure.
Yeah, I called in like several years ago, and I talked about that episode with some of these tire change places putting tightening those lugs down with impact wrenches, and I was unable to get it off. Bent a wrench, called in other people, and finally had to call in AAA, and they couldn't get it off with the impact wrench. And and they had a 6 foot breaker bar.
Well, and what happens sometimes with those also, if you impact them enough as the car gets older, you actually will stretch the lugs. And then eventually what happens is they bind, and that's why it gets super hard like that, impacted on, and you end up having to break lugs off to get them off. So, we've seen that happen before.
Yep, ridiculous. Anyway, second thing that he talked about was the compressors, and I've had several of those compressors because I had truck-sized tires. Back then it was 10-15. Mm-hmm. And what happened was you can use them to fill up one tire, but you can't do all four tires. This is because I would air down and go from 30 pounds to 8 pounds on soft sand.
Correct.
And if you try to fill up all four tires at one time, they invariably burn out. They have a duty cycle.
Yeah, they're really not made for that. Those little compact compressors are made for, like, you know, you get one low tire, getting it filled up really is what they're made for.
Exactly. Well, but I actually did do four tires, but it was while we were eating dinner.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to let that little compressor cool down, because if you put touch to one of those when you fill one tire, you touch it and the compressor's super hot. You're right. So the duty cycle is important on it. Fill one tire, let that thing cool all the way down, and then you can fill the next.
Yeah, great. That's about all I had to say. Except that Ford did make an announcement. I don't know if it still holds true, but they were giving an employee discount. Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear about that?
No, they usually do. Most dealers, not dealers, I'm sorry, manufacturers, if you work for like a new car dealer for the manufacturer, or you work for the manufacturer, they do a friends and family thing also, and employee thing as far as discount wise on buying cars. So that's a pretty popular thing that they do.
Well, they were doing this, they announced it last week, and this was in response to the tariffs. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, okay, we'll keep the prices down by giving an employee discount on all our vehicles except for these special items such as the Raptor, certain Mustangs, and Broncos.
And that's a good advertising on our part, but any of their cars that are already made here, there's no tariffs on them anyway. So, as far as that goes, but if you can get more of a discount on something, and you can go buy it. They always come up with something. You know, they come up with a zero interest thing. Remember when they were doing a buyback thing on cars, and they were just selling cars like crazy back then. So, they'll figure it out. They will, for sure. I have faith in them.
Okay. Well, great talking to you guys again. Have a good weekend.
You too. Great talking to you. Be safe out there, and talk to you soon, Bruce. Take care.
We'll try. Bye.
All right. Bye. So always great stuff. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related? Happy to talk to you. We're going to take our last break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back as we're talking everything automotive. See, we talked about the Cybertruck, which made Brendan curl up in a ball in there.
Oh, now my eye's twitching again. Come on, you have to mention it again.
Yeah, there you go. All right, folks, do want to remind you, show's also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there and the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. Need a battery for one of your vehicles? Jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, we'll get you an Interstate installed. Need a battery for any other need? Check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar and La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, battery for every need. Brandon, what kind of battery is in your car? An Interstate.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And like I said, great customer service and also great warranty. I cannot complain one thing. You can't even nitpick one thing about Interstate Battery. That's how good of a battery company they are.
There you go.
So shout out to Interstate Battery.
There you go. I think you just did that.
Thank you.
I think gave him a promo there.
That's very true.
All good stuff. We were talking about spark plugs and how often you should replace them. As far as that goes, man, you follow the manufacturer's recommendations for sure. Just stay on top of it. Hopefully, in doing so, you save yourself a lot of trouble. Because the things that can fail are coils get overstressed, misfires cause excess fuel to go into the exhaust, you leave it too long and it deteriorates. Now, it may not even be picking up misfires, but at the end, when a plug's really worn, and it's over its lifespan, it's not igniting and burning all the fuel in the combustion chamber perfectly. Doesn't mean a check engine light's going to be on. That's excess fuel. Over a period of time, you do that enough, it will degrade the quality of the catalytic converter without question. And you don't want to have to replace one of those. Tell you what, catalyst will last the life of the vehicle if you take really good care of the vehicle itself and the engine running stuff. I'm a proponent of replacing spark plugs when need be all the time. Like my F-250, I drove 400,000 miles. It had the original cat on it. And when we'd smog that truck, it would blow zeros. The cat worked so good. But the reason why is every 90,000 miles, I put plugs and plug boots in that bad boy. Just because I knew I don't want to have any issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you prefer, for spark plugs specifically, I guess, you prefer OEM spark plugs over every single other one?
Yep, correct. But, I mean, a lot of vehicles, a lot of manufacturers don't make their own spark plugs.
Okay.
So a lot of vehicles come with, Nip and Denso spark plugs in them or whatever. I prefer to use the brand that came in the car. Yes, sir. Okay. So if it was Motorcraft, I put Motorcraft in.
Right.
Although Motorcraft's an aftermarket division of Ford. I mean, and they manufacture parts for Ford. So
right. I think Honda makes their own spark plugs.
They use NGKs or Nip and Denso.
Really? I could have sworn they had.
Never seen a Honda spark plug in my life.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. How many spark plugs have you changed?
I haven't. I just could have sworn on Honda's website they specifically have that one, and then the NGK ones are all over OE websites.
Well, they're probably made. Somebody makes a spark plug for that's put in their car, obviously. But usually, most manufacturers go to somebody like, Motorcraft makes them for Ford. AC Delco used to make them for GM. Although a lot of GMs now come with Nip and Denzos or other things in them. I don't think General Motors owns AC Delco anymore. I think it's a totally separate subsidy. What do you look
did,
like?
Did they used to?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, AC Delco used to be part of General Motors.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like Motorcraft is for Ford. So, which is a division that manufactures certain things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm looking up for Honda. I'm seeing it says Honda is the name on the
spark plug. Okay. Well, somebody's putting the name Honda on it for them.
Okay.
They contract with that. But what I'm saying is, I seriously, unless they started making their own spark plugs, but before they never did.
Okay.
So, but you can, if you buy enough of them, you can have your name put on something.
It's true. Yes.
You can buy one shirt and have your name put on the back of it if you like, Brendan.
No, I know.
Then it has your name on it.
It's true.
Or you could just have Honda put it across your back.
Yeah, but I don't want to be a walking advertisement. Billboard. Yeah, a billboard. Yeah,
that's exactly it. But a lot of items like that, coils, spark plugs, are manufactured by somebody for the OE and to their specs. That's what they do. So it's a good way of producing cars and parts for them and preventing excess cost. So always good stuff as far as that goes. but I guess the main part to this is, follow the manufacturer's intervals, worn and damaged or worn spark plugs can damage other vehicle components. Proper tools are important with today's aluminum heads and that. A slight bit of anti-seize, torque to the right spec, always important. We don't want, we used to see Fords where people pulled the threads out of the head. They'd leave them too loose or they'd torque them too tight and stretch the threads. So those kind of things can obviously cause wear and tear and failures and items like that for sure. So stuff like that. All right, let's see what Alan's got to say. Good morning, Alan.
You were talking about lug nuts earlier.
Yes, sir.
And
not people. We were talking about actual lug nuts.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Sorry, had to throw that out there.
Anyway, we were driving out through Bonita. I'm down at Chula Vista. We were driving out through Bonita the other afternoon, and it was super slow. They had a construction zone that backed traffic up for, I don't know, 2 or 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving along, and my brakes were squealing a little bit, and I didn't even think about it, and I couldn't stop because of the traffic and everything. So we got out to our destination in Bonita, and I thought, So I went over, and I felt the lug nuts on the rear wheel, and lo and behold, I hadn't released the emergency brake.
Oh, no!
It's like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. And I didn't want to tell my wife about it, so I just, you know, kind of, I let it cool down. We were out there for dinner and let them cool down and everything, and it was back to normal by the time we got out to the car again. So just wonder, is that going to be a problem with the lug nuts loosening up?
Nah, let them cool down. I wouldn't try to take them off when they're hot like that, because you can get them to seize or pull the threads. But I'd be more concerned about when you get the car and somebody needs to take a good look at the parking brake shoes and that, because with it applied even slightly, it does create a lot of heat and can damage those. So and then they start to come apart. What happens on those often is they're bonded with glue, so the overheating has causes an issue, and then they start to unbond or fail, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had heard that before from one of the shops I used to go to. It's not business anymore, but they said we just don't use bonded brake shoes.
Well, on those parking brake ones for a lot of late model cars, you don't have any options. They don't come. There's no, what they were saying is, you know, on regular rear that had rear drum shoes, they preferred bonded shoes. But even on even on some import cars, and especially like you have a Prius too, don't you, Alan?
Yes, it's a Prius.
Okay, yeah, on those, like the rear, if it has rear drums, I guarantee the rear shoes are bonded. You can't get riveted shoes for those; they don't exist. So,
really?
Oh yeah, most manufacturers now, and we don't have too many cars anymore that have rear drums. So most everything is four-wheel disc now, let's be honest. So, but a lot of brake pads are bonded too. Most of them are not riveted anymore.
Wow.
Yep. So that's the only, you only have certain options anymore. So, but the bonding is really good. You just don't want to overheat it too much.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. This one shop said, yeah, that they will break loose.
They will. They can, yeah, if you overheat them for sure. Because what happens is the glue gets overheated and it fails.
Okay.
And then we call that shearing a pad, because they come apart and then all of a sudden you're metal to metal because the fiber disappears.
Okay. One other interesting thing. Last time I had it in for tires, I went to a discount.
Mm-hmm.
We usually go to discount because their service is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm losing my train of thought here. But anyway, there's always been a problem with the original lug nuts that came with the car.
Okay.
They have an aluminum cap over the lug nut.
Yeah.
And it was always kind of camming off the corners on the bolt.
Gotcha.
And so I talked to discount, and they said that's always been a problem. It's not just a Prius or any particular car. A lot of people are doing that just because it looks better.
Yeah, and those fail over time after you take them off so many times, and then the outer shell starts to come off of them.
Yeah, and you got this thing about if I go back to the dealer for something, and they'll say no, it's the tire company, and so it's back and forth. So anyway, discount now has gone to a full set of lug nuts that are not capped.
Correct.
They're,
yeah,
inflated.
And that's the best way to replace them with the aftermarket lug nuts for that. You are 100% right.
Yeah, And it's nice. I still kill the originals around the back of the car just for, you know.
Good measure.
I just left them there, you know.
Gotcha.
But anyway, yeah, and those things look nice. And the quality of the chrome plating and everything seems really, really good. And it was about $50 for a set.
Well worth it.
So I did it, yeah.
Hey, Alan, thanks so much for the call. Got to run. We got like 30 seconds. He's going to kick me out of here. So thanks for listening and have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thanks, Brian. You too.
Take care. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Thanks for joining us here on Auto Talk. Make sure and tune in next Saturday as we'll be back live. Be safe, have fun, enjoy the weekend.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.